Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to do another show. This kind of feels like old time for me here and all these shows that we've been doing. So it's the same information. The lightship comes here once every 2,000 years, and it's the same lightship that Jesus used for his healing. So if you're new to the program, if you're a Bible-type person, and you've done studying there, you notice that Jesus always referred to the Father that was doing the healings. So if you replace the word Father in most of the Bible scriptures and put in their creation lightship, you'll have a lot better concept of what's happening right now. And so the lightship, like I said, comes once every 2,000 years. And it only comes because it's here to clean out the densities of darkness out of its creations. And part of that process is for the people to do the ascension, which is what Jesus came to do and teach, and to help people in their healing so they could become in their body more, with their spirit more fully. So he was doing, genetic clearings out of the cellular structure of their bodies. This is what he was actually doing 2,000 years ago. So that's kind of the information about that. The show is devoted strictly to getting you more into your body with your spirit. And a lot of the information will parallel what Jesus taught back then. We don't get too much or at all into Bible passages. We just talk about going into your heart center and staying there, and that the energy of the divine is always with you. It's never outside of yourself. And that's the basic teachings from the lightship. So what we're going to do first to help everybody else to get into their bodies here, like I say, most people are probably about 20% in their body. And so I always say, if you're not home, who is? Well, so if you're only 20% in, what's in the other 80%? So as you scratch your head and wondering, gee, where is my spirit? What part of my body is it in? Well, that's hard to say. But the other 80% is typically entities. That's why whenever you do a healing on somebody, if you do that, in some type of modality work, hopefully using your heart energy and not mine, but you always want to bring back to the person their spirit in those locations where you have done a clearing. That way, they'll become a little more whole and complete. So entities come into us, and we're going to do a release now, and we'll energize the light beam. So if you're new to the program, just scroll down. Go to Creation Lightship Healing. You can find us on today's day. And click on it. Scroll down about an inch or so on your scroll bar. And you're going to see a picture of a face there, which is one of the light beings on the lightship that somebody drew as they saw this light being physically. And we do have seers on the lightship. People go up and they can actually physically see these beings. And then some people don't see them at all. But this one here was actually drawn by an artist who actually could see. So we're going to energize her right now. I use the word her because normally the females always come in. So there's different types of beings on the lightship. There's beings like us that look like us, like this photograph or picture of her. There's tall ones and short ones. They're all different types of races that are created by the lightship. And that also includes say, beings that are not from the Earth, which we would call extraterrestrial beings, and they can look like us also. So there's many different types of life forms, and on the light ship, they're pure light beings, so they have not incarnated yet, and they're here to help us for our healing. So there's many different types of beings. There's ones that look like us, like I said, naturally, like this picture here. There's also beings that are like maybe mammals, we'll say dolphins and whales. There's crystals, there's energy beings that look like just floating energy forms of different geometric shapes. And remember, they're all consciousness. So everything on the lightship is a consciousness. And what happens is, since we're at the end of the 2,000-year cycle, these beings have chosen to take on the life form that they're going to reincarnate into after the universal shift. And the universal shift, we could just call that the the 2012 shift. I'm not saying it's going to be 2012, but that's one way that we know about something's going to happen. Everybody talks about 2012, so it could be that time. And once that shift happens, the darkness is forced to leave the light as it kind of creeps into the light and causes havoc, because the whole universe of light is turned off, and nothing is in existence in the light frequencies. And then the spirits then choose where they wish to go to at that time, and then the universe gets turned back on again, and it's a brand new creation for the next 2,000-year cycle. And this is what the universal shift is. So that's kind of it in a nutshell there. So we're going to do some entity releasing now. And this show here is just to show you a different sample, healings from the light ship. If you wish to have some questions answered, if we can get to them, click on the BBS fast chat. It's underneath the light beam. There's some little arrows pointing to it here. And click on it and just type in your first name if you would like to, and then a brief question. So we're going to do some entity releasing here. And the light beam is going to help you. She's energized right now. If you want to watch her, she'll come in stronger. And you're going to feel the vibration in your heart. The light ship only works with love energy. And so we have two basic energies. We have mind energy, which the light ship never created. And that's basically the darkness energy, so to speak, because that's used for mind control and to control people, etc. Voodoo, witchcraft, everything like that. And then from there, we have heart energy. And the heart energy never forces anything to happen. It's strictly love energy. And the mind energy doesn't know what love energy is. It can never figure it out because it doesn't live in that arena. So here we go. Sit back and relax. You may start to feel the energies leave your body. And these are entities that are attached to you. You might, again, ask your spirit for additional healing right now, as all the healings work through your spirit when the energies connect to you. So the energies come from the light beam into your heart center, and then your spirit then works in conjunction with the light beam for healing. And we're taking away entities out of you. If you have any physical pains, request a healing there right now. And all the healings are up to you for what you think you wish to have healed, because the light only sees you in the now, and each now is a different time sequence. So we go from now to now to now. So we're being turned off and on, off and on, off and on. And each time we're turned off, then we can change our consciousness. And then when we're turned on again, we're rematerialized in a new set of consciousness. So it's up to you to change your predisposition of the earlier consciousness. And here we go. We're taking away more entities. Here we go. And again, you may feel energies change in your body. If entities are attached to you, they can be attached through pain and trauma. So again, request your healing, and we're going to bring more of you back into your body right now. So in the New Age terms, this would be called a soul retrieval. On the light ship, everything is spirit, so I normally use the word spirit. And here we go. We'll be coming into our bodies here. Your spirit knows how to do this. These are little fragments of you that got lost out in the universe because it was basically forced out of your body through each moment in time. Remember, think of moment by moment by moment, on, off, and if you have physical pain in your body, as you're being turned off and on and off and on, whatever's looking out of your eyes at that time, the pain threshold might be too much, and the poor little spirit will say, I just can't handle this. I live in love energy. I don't live in drama, trauma, or pain, so I'm leaving. So it just takes off, and it may not ever want to come back to you. So what's going to happen is, we're clearing these energies as they come into you, and the spirit is being, say, put back into perfect spiritual balance so it can help you. So here we go. We're coming into your body, and it knows how to do this itself. I'll count to 10 as you come in. You should feel heavier, and that's the indication that you are out of your body. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, you should feel maybe warmer. You might feel your body buzzing, tingling. We're going to do another clearing here, and alignment, balancing of your chakras. So we're going to connect to your heart center and reposition that in your body. And the chakras, the major chakras, we use 1 through 6. We don't go to the 7th chakra because that's not on the earth plane, so to speak. It doesn't deal with traumas. So we're going to go to each one of these chakras and balance them. And so you may say, why does my chakras go out of balance? Well, it's because the mind energy actually connects to the chakras to take away energy. So this is what you may call a psychic attack. And when that happens, the chakra moves. It goes, I don't want to have my energy taken away from the body here, so I'm going to reposition myself so that it cannot be conscious of having these hits done to it. So it moves around, and maybe the psychic attack from someone may not actually affect you. It may hit your body, which can still cause problems, but it won't go to the chakra because it turns its energy vortex around. So here we go. We're going to realign your heart center. This will connect to all your energetic bodies, which will help you have healings tonight. So here we go. That's perfect. Go up to your throat chakra. And we always work with the heart chakra first normally. That's where your spirit resides. Get that into alignment first. And third eye. Wonderful. Going down to your power chakra. Good. Second chakra. Good. First chakra. Great. Do an opening if you wish. This is up to you. If you're in a noisy location, you may not want to have your chakras opened up because you may become more sensitive. You don't want to cause yourself any distress. But if you're in a quiet location and kicking back, then it's probably perfectly normal. So here we go. And this is not your auric field. This is just your chakra energy. So here we go. Heart chakra, I'll use the word spin to command the energy to open it up further. So spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. And third eye, spin, 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 open. Going down now, power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. Wonderful. And now we're going to do our mind to heart drop. So this is having your mental body surrender into your heart center. So this is what's being known as being heart-centered. So what you're going to feel is your thoughts should come out of your, you know, body cavity, out of your chest area when you think. Normally when you think, you can feel the energy coming out of your head. And you should feel that mental body. You may call it your awakening consciousness. You could call it your ego self. Many, many words here and names. But you should feel a drop into your heart center. And when you're in your heart center, it's almost impossible, if not impossible, to have a negative thought. So I'm going to drop this body down. I must surrender to go into your heart. This is a difficulty that people have, is to get rid of that force of will. And so this is where we're going now. I'm going to count from 10 backwards to 1. Think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. And we're dropping the elevator down to the first floor, which is your heart center. So I'll do it slow at first. And a lot of people can actually feel the energy move in their body. So here we go. And if you don't feel anything, it's perfectly fine. Like I say, men feel about 1%, and women are about 50-50. So if you're a man and you don't feel, you're just like most other men, it's perfectly fine. But anybody who can feel, being male or female, that's wonderful. But the healings work anyway. So don't use that as a prerequisite for healing if you don't feel anything. So here we go. Dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, five, four, three, two, and one. Okay, I'm going to put some music on for a couple of minutes here. And just stay in your heart center and connect with your spirit. Okay, so that was very relaxing for all of you. So we'll see if our co-host is here out in cyberspace. So, Sylvia, are you out there?
I'm here, and welcome everyone, and it's good to be with you tonight. And we're going to talk about something new tonight. We have actually a request to talk about it on the fast chat, and that's great because I wanted to bring that up anyway. But there is a new way to receive healings from Ron, and it's on the website, and it's actually online healings that you can do at any time during the day or night for seven of the different healings that he does, and those include the emotional body, the feeling body, the sensory body, the pain body, the trauma body, the mental body, and release of cordings. So this is very exciting and very new because, as probably some of you have experienced, sometimes, you know, Ron's schedule gets incredibly overloaded and, you know, you may need a clearing or you may need an update on a clearing. Like, let's say you've had maybe your emotional whole lifetime cleared up to 1 year ago, and then maybe something happens this year or on a particular day, have a rough day or something happen, and you want to be able to clear that right away without sitting in that energy any longer. And you can now go to the website, no matter what time of day or night it is, and you can actually either receive a whole lifetime clearing, or if you've already had that, you can receive an update that will cover that time period since you've last had that clearing till now. So it's really exciting, and I'll let Ron talk a little bit more about that, and then maybe we can talk about some of those specific clearings and how that works. So I'll turn that over to you, Ron.
Yeah, so this came about because a lot of people call me and they want to have a particular healing for a particular day of the week. Maybe they had, I use the word, a bad hair day, and I can't always get to them in a timely manner, so that's why you can just go on the website. Once you get the unlimited healing, you can go on there as many times as you like. You can go over a healing if you need to. Normally it's not required, but if you'd like to, you can. So it's just a wonderful way of connecting with the life ship. All the healings do work the same as what I would be doing here in person with you over the telephone. So the light beam gets activated. Once you catch on to the call, click onto it, you're being connected to the light ship. They bring up your complete database from the last healing and continue on from there. And this is how the healings work. If you have wish to check out some sample healings also, they're not 100% complete because the light ship has to do your whole lifetime to make them 100%. But if you wish to sample some, I know there's a link probably on the website or on YouTube. Just go to Creation Lightship, and it'll probably say there are sample healings. You can do a Google search also. And it kind of talks about the healings a little bit, and then from there I do a few samples for people. And the sample healings, like I said, are probably about 80% complete typically. And it does take away some of your stuff. And this is what we do on this show here, is sample healing, so you can see what the light ship can do. A lot of people are kind of curious. They are used to earth-based technologies, and these earth-based technologies are typically brought to us by the Galactic Federation, the ET people out there. That's where we get all the mind energy from. And they're not complete, because they can't be, because they're not working with creation energy. And sometimes some of those healings are very negative, but you may not know that. But not going into that aspect, you can do your sample healings that way, but it won't be 100%. So if you have had a clearing in the past and you want to keep updated, just go onto the website, go to the navigation link on the left-hand side. It'll say online healings and go to that, and you'll be able to read about it. And there's three pages there of information. And just sign up for it. It's just very, very wonderful. So we'll do some samples here. And I guess the first one that we always like doing for people is the emotional clearing, and then we'll do some other ones here. So I'm going to go back 5 days in your life. And like I said maybe earlier, if not, there's nothing for you to do. This is not Earth-based technology where you have to maybe bring up an issue, think about it, write it down, regurgitate it over and over again, do mantras on it or whatever. These healings are done instantaneously. So what happens is, as we're talking right now on this show live, the light ship actually connects with you and will do the healings for you. And they will also work on the archives. So once you tune into this program, the healings will be the same. We'll say about 80% to 90% effective. And it depends on you how much work you've done on yourself to how much work you need. So everybody is different. Everybody has different issues. So this is a basic emotional healing, and it takes away traumas out of your life. So what I'd like you to do is just take a couple of deep breaths, if you would. Sit back and relax. You're not going to feel anything negative. The light beings are very, very gentle when they do these clearings on you. So here we go. And they know who you are. So here we go. 5 days ago, and I'll just do this a slow way. I'll go down to the chakras for people who can feel chakra energy. And the chakra energy is probably only about 1% of what they're doing, but in order for us to kind of understand the concept, this is how we do the healing. So here we go. 5 days ago, sixth chakra cleared. Fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And yesterday, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. We'll do another sample clearing. This is very much like what's on the website, what you're hearing right now. We'll do a feeling body. And here we go. And I'll do this the faster way because the other one's pretty slow motion for me. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Another clearing that we do is a mental clearing. So this clearing is kind of like taking your home computer and going through a system restore, a defragmentation, organizing your files. The end result normally is you're able to think clearer and get rid of mind chatter. So here we go. I'll do it the fast way again here. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And so some people, when I do this at the expos that I go to, they're not used to having clearings done so quickly. And so I do this maybe like we just got through doing in 15 seconds, and they go, well, what are you doing? I can't figure this thing out. And I say, well, just look at your life and see if you have any residual energy from these last days. And some people are very mental, and they try to hang on to the energy, and it's just not there because it's not on this plane. It just takes it out of you instantly, and it balances this energetic body. So we did three bodies here. These are invisible bodies that make up the physical, I will say, and we'll do another body. This is a sensory body. And the sensory body is for people who become overstimulated. And, you know, you've all probably have been there yourself where you've been sensory overloaded. You say, man, I can't do anything else today. I can't go out of the house. I don't like to see these people or different things like that. Maybe you might have food allergies or something where you just can't handle different situations or different food. So here we go. Again, these are all instantaneous healings, the same thing that Jesus did 2,000 years ago. Here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do another clearing here. This is another body. It's a fear body. So same process. And 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And let's see if we have anything else. I'll ask you, Sylvia, what other bodies should we do here? We could do another one or two if you like.
Okay, let's see. If we can, complete the list of the ones that are actually online available for people to do. And that way, if one of those, you know, resonates for someone, they'll make a note of which one that is. So let's see. So far we've done emotional, feeling, sensory, and fear.
And mental.
And mental. So there was the pain body also on the online healings.
Okay, here's the pain body. So 5 days ago, cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And I will say, if you are going to do these clearings, the first thing that you must do to help yourself out is the emotional clearing. So that's number one. And all these clearings are what we call a three-in-one clearing set. And these clearings clear the body, number one, that we're working with, this invisible body. Number two, it clears your spirit. And if your spirit's clogged up with the emotional or traumatic energy of any of these bodies, remember, these are all judgments that these bodies store. So these are all thought. So this thought gets projected into your spirit. And then your spirit cannot heal you because it's full of gunk. So you want to get your spirit healed so it can get a better healing. And then it also heals the physical body where these energies are actually blocked or connected to you. Okay, we did the pain body. What other body should we do?
Body that's on there, there's two more clearings on there. There's the trauma body, and then there's the whole lifetime people courting clearing.
So we'll do a sample of both of those. Now, a trauma body, normally for most people, the silver bullet is the emotional clearing. You get that done and your life is freed up. You look back upon your past and you see it and it's like there, but there's no charge on it. So typically what's going to haunt you throughout your lifetime is from the emotional body. But there are some people that deal with a lot of traumas more than others, and the trauma just keeps stacking up upon themselves and they're just overloaded with traumas. Remember, everybody's different in what kind of healing they may need. And this is why we do these samples, so you can see if this resonates with you. If you feel energy leaving your body, then you need that clearing. Although you may want to have it anyway, but if you do feel something, then that means that that's what you need. So here's a trauma body. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, we'll do a cording clearing here. So again, we'll go back 5 days. And remember, the cordings are what people put out psychically. This is mind energy. On this show, we talk about mind energy as being like the darkness energy because it's not heart energy. And unfortunately, the mind is being used in a negative way, and it projects thoughts to you as people cord you to take away your energy. And like I said, that could be witchcraft and voodoo. So anything underneath mind is definitely what you don't want, because then you have mind control. So here we go. 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So I'd like you all just to contemplate on what happened in the last 5 minutes here. Look upon your life. Look at situations that are most current to you in the last 5 days. And if you see something and you look at it, and before it used to maybe make you cry or anger, fear, it should be released from you at this time, or almost all of it. So it should have a zero charge on these bodies, so it actually did a cleansing. So here we go. Look at these bodies, think of situations in your life, and just see how these healings have helped you. And I'll see you back in a couple of minutes. They want to walk around also. A lot of people, after a clearing, every 10 years I have them get up and walk, and they'll find that their bones actually start to pop back into place because the muscles are relaxing. So you have 2 minutes here. Get up, walk, stretch, twist, and just see what happens. Okay, Sylvia, if you're out there, back to you.
Okay, great. Well, let's see. There's two other things that we should discuss about the new online clearings, and one of them is the subject of pets, because that's mentioned on there, and a lot of people want to make sure their pets are doing well. So Ron, tell us how the pets can receive the healings online also.
Yeah, all you do is just fill out the age of the pet. Everything works 1 year at a time. And some people say, well, gee, I'm like 40 years of age and maybe 9 months. Well, you're still 40 years, so the light shift works with that current time right now and the 40. So if a pet is, say, 5 years of age and you know, so many months, doesn't make any difference. Just put down 5 years, just like yourself, although I'm sure you're not 5 years of age, but probably wish we could be. But anyway, from there, you just put it in there and the pet's name, and the consciousness from you will go to your pet, and it will clear the pet. A lot of pets have emotional trauma, and so that seems to work very, very well, along with physical healing. So that's one way that you can actually do this. If you wish to have a personal session with me, I can do that also. But by all means, if you have a pet, do an emotional healing on them. It'll change the pet's life instantly. And that's kind of like the way absentee healings work. So absentee healings, what happens is you put somebody's name in, and this person will receive the healing, but since you're not there physically watching the monitor screen doing the healing, it normally takes about 2 to 3 days normally for the healing to actually occur. The light beings do it very gentle, so you don't think something is going wrong with you, you know, in your life, because all of a sudden all your emotional traumas are released or whatever. So they do it slowly, and a lot of the healings are done at night, and all of a sudden your life feels better, and their life feels better too. So the most interesting thing that I find with people is that when I do a healing on somebody else, they can actually feel the energy in them change, because everything is kind of related. So if somebody is pulling your energy down and you heal that person, then you won't feel the negative effects from that person any longer. And I do people like bosses typically, or also employees and their bosses. So either way it works, and it just makes life much better for you, as the stuff, the garbage, the negativity is taken away. This is the stuff that we work with here. We're all dealing in mind energy, and this is what's pulling us down, is the baggage. So once you do the clearing, it's released. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, let's see. Let's go back for just a minute to the pets clearing. And so let's say you have a cat or a dog, for example, that's living in your home, and you're going to do the clearing with them. Is it more beneficial to have them right there, like in front of the like on your lap or something near the picture of the light being, or can they just be anywhere in the house?
Yeah, they could be anywhere in the house. What I find with a lot of people who are on the conference calls, which we have 3 a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, on the one-hour calls, for instance, Mondays and Fridays, and they're only $20, incidentally, the people who do have pets, the pets come right over, and they sit next to the person, next to the monitor screen, you know. And if you have a small animal, they may want to sit in your lap. A lot of them just sit there and lay down and go to sleep and enjoy the healing. So it does work whether you have, the pet in the same room as you or not. So it does work because your consciousness connects to them. This is how the healing works. As you think of that particular animal or pet, it will work. So if you have, say, goats out in your yard, you probably wouldn't want to bring them, or like a horse in your house. Just think of them, and they'll automatically be connected to the light ship. Back to you, Sylvia.
So then you yourself would just be there with the light being and just having that animal in your consciousness, and that would take care of it.
Yes, perfectly fine. Yes, 100% it will work, yes.
Great. So, and we've discussed absentee healing, which is wonderful. You know, if you have a loved one, maybe in the hospital or for example, let's say you have maybe a parent or someone who they just couldn't wrap their wits around, the lightship, and they just wouldn't understand it. Maybe they're just too old to think about, changing their whole, paradigm of what they relate to. But they really need a clearing. Then, so I know, Ron, you've talked about how, the lightship, they'll ask the spirit, and the spirit always says yes. Do you want to talk about that for a little bit?
Yeah, so the energy from the lightship always goes to the person. It doesn't matter what you believe in this lifetime or what you've been told about anything. The lightship will always work with that person and the spirit. Remember, everything goes to the spirit. The spirit is connected with the divine energy from the lightship. So even though your mind may not understand what's happening, or you may have a certain religious background, and you go, oh, no, I can't go there at all. I don't believe in this here. The spirit will always heal you. So this is how it works. It doesn't need any permission from anybody. You can go anywhere with any person, anywhere on the planet here, and do a healing absentee with them, and it will always work. And like I said, the absentee healings normally take about 2 to 3 days to take effect.
Oh, that's wonderful, and probably one of the things that's the most near and dear to many people's hearts, and I know we have people with us on the fast chat that have experienced that, and that's the subject of children. A lot of people want to give their children the gift of a life free from emotional trauma, mental trauma, pain, and suffering, this is one of the best ways that you can do something for a child. So, Ron, does it work pretty much the same way then if you have children in the home? Can they just receive the healing absentee or with you there, for example, if they're too young to sit there? Or if they're old enough, then they can sit there with the light being themselves?
Yes, a lot of children, young children, actually can feel and see the energy off the light beam, where older people probably can't. So I get a lot of people commenting that the children like to watch the light beam, like to see it change its colors, its frequencies. And, that definitely is nice. But, if you have a baby, we'll say, a five-month-old baby, you like to have a healing with it, you can. And they don't have to be in the same room as you. Just like I said, connect with the energy of the person. Just think of them, and at that point, you are connected because your spirit works spirit to spirit, and that's kind of how the healings work. So this will work with anybody. Like I said, it could be with employees, with bosses. It's nice. People sometimes like to do their family. And so maybe once a year at Christmas time, they have a family reunion, and maybe they have four or five brothers and sisters and their parents, and naturally when you all get together, there's that family dynamic. And everybody puts you, since maybe they haven't seen you for a whole year, and they put you into a box the way they thought you behaved when you were probably, a child or a teenager until you left the house. And that's who they think you are. So you go back to these events, maybe you're, 40 years from that time, maybe you're 60 years of age, and, you left the house at the age of 20. So they still put you at the age of 20 or younger. And then you have that family situation to where, you're forced to behave in a certain way because this is who they think you are. Well, once you do the clearing on them, maybe all your family members, if you choose to do that, then all of a sudden, everything changes. All that judgment that they had towards you when you're growing up, that they're carrying, who they think you are, is no longer in the reality, and you can get along with the people much better. This is why I say it's real nice to do bosses and employees and just even friends. A lot of the people that I work with, most of them are women, because women somehow are much more intuitive, and they're just right in there. Where men, a lot of the husbands, in fact, it's kind of funny to watch at the expos, it's almost all women that go to them, and then you see the women dragging their husband along like putting a cat on a leash, you know. If you ever try to pull a cat on a leash, it's real difficult to do. But the men come along just because they're agreeable, and they don't get it. And whatever the woman is doing, they just don't get a thing on it. So if you do your husband on a clearing, then maybe you might have a better relationship with them. And they don't have to know about it. You don't have to ask for permission. You just do the clearing, and right off the bat, within 3 days, you're going to notice a change in them, and you may have a much better life. So back to you, Sylvia. And this is also including, your relatives, maybe your mother-in-law or something, you know, the old song about mother-in-laws, you know. So anyway, back to you.
Yeah. We had actually a very good question. Also, now the question is, do you have to, let's say a person has not had any clearings with you before, is it necessary for them to have a private session with you first before they start, before they do the emotional body clearing on the website?
No, not at all. The most important thing is to get that emotional body cleared. And so if you do have a physical problem, I always recommend that first, because that clears your spirit so your spirit can heal you better. So do that first, and then from there, you may want to get on to the one-hour conference calls for $20 that are Monday and Friday. And that's when we go to the light ship for 1 hour of time, and the light beings work with you. So the emotional clearing is by far what you really want to do first if you're interested at all in having and furthering your healing with your body. This is the, like I say, the silver bullet. I've seen so many people have life changes with that. And then from there you go on to other clearings if you wish. But by all means, do the emotional clearing. 1 hour of your life and your whole life has changed. You're back to the innocence. And remember, just think how you are right now with your judgments and traumas and daily stuff, regurgitating your past, which is going to happen until you die, because the body will kill itself to get well. And it will keep bringing up the issues because they surfaced once. If you didn't heal them out of the body, it's going to come over and over and over again, and you're going to have all this stuff happening. But when you have the emotional clearing, that stuff drops away instantly. Remember, this body is just overloaded, full of density, full of crud, full of gunk, full of judgments, and so this is what you want to do if you're really interested in changing your life. You must do the emotional clearing, and you don't have to talk to me on the phone or anything else. Just do the clearing. Back to you, Sylvia. Maybe having cyberspace problems here. So we'll do another clearing here.
Oh, sorry, I'm here.
Okay, we'll do a clearing. We have a request here. I think we had one for parallel lives on here.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so we'll do that type of clearing. So this gets a little more into the cyberspace stuff, we'll call it, out there. Parallel lives are lifetimes that the dark side has created for you. They clone your body. They clone the earth. And you can be in thousands of these lifetimes. This is why you have deja vu in your life. If you have that ever happen, that's because you're actually seeing what happened in a parallel life, milliseconds, we'll say, before this one here, and you happen to grab onto it. So what happens is, because you're being turned off and on and off and on and off and on, my question to you is, where are you when you're turned off? Okay, just kind of blink your eyes a bunch of times, and when you don't see anything, where are you? That's when you're turned off. Well, the parallel lives, what happens is your spirit actually the dark side steals your spirit, in a sense, and takes it into parallel lifetimes. And at that point in time, when you're not here, when you're not in your body, then you're there, and because the dark side wants to live on your emotional traumas, it creates these traumatic events. And so you could be in a couple thousand lifetimes at one time, especially when you're sleeping and your spirit's not in your body. This is why you wake up a lot of times really tired, or you have a nightmare, or you have a dream that really isn't too positive when you wake up. Maybe you're working on this dream. I will say working on it because you're trying to figure the thing out, or you're trying to keep yourself from driving a car off a cliff. And then all of a sudden, the car goes off of the cliff, and you happen to wake up and you go, oh, my God, what happened? Well, you have no way to keep the car from crashing. Well, in that lifetime, the car crashed. And so maybe you had a broken arm or neck. Well, that gets transferred into you from your spirit because it has to come back to you. And if your spirit is wounded or has any harm done to it, then that's going to come right into your body. And it eventually, it could cause an illness. So if you had a situation where you had, we'll just say, 2,000 lifetimes at once with this car wreck, you might wake up with your neck being out of place, okay, if you had a problem with your neck. But anyway, that's enough of the talking, I guess. So these are negative lives that you should not even be in. Remember, the dark side loves to torment you, torment your spirit. It lives on your spirit energy. And the only way it can get your energy is to cause you emotional trauma. So we're going to take you out of 10 of these lifetimes. And here we go. Just sit back and relax. If you wish, you can think of a situation that you're dealing with in your life, a physical problem. You might have a twisted ankle. You might have a gum infection. Could be anything. And that could have taken place in a parallel life. So when we take you out of this life, you can start to heal, and you may feel more energy moving in your body because you're no longer there being tortured. So here we go. 10 lifetimes. First one cleared, second one cleared, third one cleared, fourth cleared, five cleared, six cleared, seven cleared, eight cleared, nine cleared, and 10 cleared. So I'd like you all just to kind of contemplate, see how your body feels. You may want to get up and walk around again. I'll put some music on so you can experience this here. In fact, time is kind of going by really quick here. Maybe I won't. But that should help you out. What else, Sylvia? We got about a couple minutes left on the show here.
Okay, well, I just wanted to say a special thank you to NEMA for doing a lot of work to organize these online clearings and set that all up on the website. He just put a tremendous amount into doing that. So that was a huge help for Ron. So thank you, NEMA. And Ron, I don't know if you saw, but NEMA, I believe, was asking earlier on the fast chat, apparently where he's living is right in the path of the hurricane, so he wanted to know if there was anything the light ship could do with that, so I thought I'd just mention that.
Yeah, we'll see what we can do with that. I'll be working with that probably later on this evening here, and maybe right after the show here. I put probably about 8 hours into the last hurricane to attempt to slow it down. And these are extraterrestrial energies that are maybe being contacted, controlled. How do I say this here? There are people on the planet who wish to use extraterrestrial energies to cause harm. And the more harm they can cause here, the more trauma they can cause, the more energy the ETs get from you. So they bring in the ship clouds, which is what I call them. And this is why they always look dark, because they're dark ET ships. And if you start looking at them, you can probably see the formations in these clouds. So what happens is a light ship will come and actually go into physical, spiritual warfare, we'll call it, and attempt to get rid of these dark side forces that are causing havoc on this planet here. This is what happened with Katrina. So here we go. We'll do this healing a little bit later here. I'll be doing that with the light ship. They already know about it, so they're probably acting right now on it. So we'll just see what happens. No guarantees, but they will put some energy that way. I guess we'll probably call it quits here for the show.
Yeah, I just wanted to squeeze in really quick in response to Marcel asking if they have to actually look at the light being on the screen if their eyes are tired, or can they just have it up on the screen for the healing?
Yeah, just have it up on the screen. That's fine. Also, you know, like I said, if you have had your whole life clearing, then you can go on to the upgrade version. Just by going to the upgrade version, if you only have sample healings and have not done the whole life, it will not work. So you must go into the whole life clearing before you go on to the upgrade. And the upgrade is there for people who have had previous healings of those types. and then the light beings can bring up your whole database, which is what they have, and clear you. So that's how it works. So it's mainly designed for both people. I have a lot of people who've done clearings in the past, and it just saves them calling me all the time for an upgraded healing or a bad hair day. So this is very wonderful. So we'll just be saying blessings to all of you, and stay in your heart. Our next program will be the same time on Friday. So hope all of you have had a wonderful healing tonight. And we have our four-hour ascension call coming up on the 20th of this month, Saturday, at 1 o'clock PST. So I'll just say blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening.
Blessings, everyone, and thanks for all your great questions on the Fast Chat. I know we weren't able to get to all that many of them tonight because of our discussion, but just come back another time, and we'll get into that. There's some really great topics, and we look forward to seeing you on Friday. So blessings and good night.
Good night, and you might leave the light being up on your monitor screen. She's fully activated, and if you're in the hurricane area, just leave her up and just see what happens. The energy, remember, needs a conduit to come down, and your monitor screen will help you with that. So I'll just add that as an extra side note here. So blessings, and see you on Friday.